Moving forward as Island Refrigeration to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
There you have it. It's time for Tradio, and Chris is here, and I was just talking about volunteers, and let me say, I am so grateful for your long years of volunteer service. Thursday night would not be Thursday night without you, Chris.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, for so many reasons. I mean, I always like to know when I'm in charge of the station that there's been a sentient adult in the building last thing. I know in the morning, no surprises, plus great music, plus I know you'll be there.
Yes.
And it's always creative show, and I get to hear it in the morning when I archive it and put it
up on the
website so people can enjoy it later during the week.
Oh, that's nice.
You had quite a party there on Tuesday.
Oh, yes, up and coming. So next Thursday is my last day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. And it was so impressive to hear all the things that you'd done in the community.
Yeah.
And I didn't stand up and say all you'd done for KFSK, which was being on the board for years and being the board president and hanging up decorations for many fundraiser events, the beach ball, all that. So thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
You deserve every word of congratulations, that's for sure. Well, we do have someone on the phone and someone calling, so I suppose we better get to the phones. Line one, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning,
and
John.
You're right, Chris is perfect.
You got it.
I don't know about that, but...
Oh, yeah, it's true. The library definitely won't be the same. Anyway, I've got a couple things for sale. I have a Yamaha generator, F1000, and it's never been used. I'd like $400 for it.
And how big
is
it?
It's a F1000.
Okay.
It's only about... 2 foot long by about a foot and a half high.
Okay,
and
so
it's pretty light. It's about 15 pounds.
Okay.
And it's blue. That's most important.
Of course.
No, I just wanted to know if it could heat. You know, you could use it for power for your house or just your coffee maker.
Oh no, it's for a house.
Okay.
You know, you could use it for anything, but we got it as a backup in case power went out, and it never did. So. We never used it.
Okay.
And then I have a 2 foot walrus tusk that has walrus scrimshaw all over it, and I'd like $500 for that. And I have a native drum, a dance drum with native painted on it, and I'd like $200 for that. And then I have a bunch of Eskimo dolls and figurines. And I'm open to offers on any of those.
So did you sell?
This molding stuff is getting tough.
Yeah. Did you sell the baleen piece you were selling on Wednesday?
Yeah, the baleen sold and and the ivory doll.
Okay. The magic of Tradio.
Yeah. And your number,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, it is. It's not as perfect as Chris, but it's still good. It's 907-772-3677, and I'll be home after 10.
Okay. Got it.
Thanks for calling, John.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Caller on line two, you're on the air.
Good morning, ladies. It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. Hello. I heard the advertisement earlier about bingo, but just telling people on Tradio that there is no bingo tonight at the Thunder Norway due to a painting class upstairs.
Okay.
But we will go back to bingo next Friday.
Okay. Oh,
good. I'm glad I was right about that.
Yes. The doors will open at 5:30 and bingo starts at 6:30 next week.
Next week. Okay.
And so I hope after a week off, everybody's going to be ready to go back.
Oh, I bet they will.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm getting ready to go bingo size this morning.
Oh, okay. You'll get your bingo fix in. Okay. Thanks,
yep.
Joyce.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Caller on line 3, you're on the air.
Hi, Julie and Chris. It's Sally calling from the painting class.
Hi, Sally.
We are having such fun down here. This is day 4, and we're getting a little giggly and a little bright-eyed, not so bushy-tailed, because this is a lot of work. Boy, these are some real involved patterns, and they're just absolutely stunning.
Oh,
anybody's
good.
Wandering around today or tomorrow, drop up. We're here from 9 to 4. And then, switching hats, it's the blessing of the fleet this weekend.
Right.
And this message is to Sons of Norway members and anybody else who feels like baking between now and Sunday. I hope I get mine done. Cookies for the blessing of the fleet. If you're planning to bring cookies, can you have them here cut and plated before 1 o'clock on Sunday at the Sons of Norway downstairs? And any cookies, snackies, whatever, would be really, truly appreciated. And make it a more festive event for everybody that comes.
Okay.
And
the blessing?
I'm not sure, but the blessing's at 2.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. And last I heard, they were still looking for some people to do the honor guard. It was suggested Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, so we'll see what Amber has come up with. If you want to talk to Amber about it and see if she's managed to find that, give her a call at Rockin' Road. It's kind of important to have the flags present.
Right. That's a big part of it, plus
yeah.
the blessing.
And not just hanging there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, have a wonderful weekend. It looks like it's going to be a good one. They set up to 50 degrees on Sunday.
Yes, high 50s. So you have a busy week. I hope you get to take it easy after this week. It's been very busy for you.
I think I probably will. Probably have my feet up and finishing the 3 books I started.
That sounds good. Thanks for calling, Sally.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Okay. Boy, the lines are full. Caller on line 1, you're on the air.
Morning, Chris and Julie. This is Sunny Rice.
Hi, Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
I'm calling to just provide a little more information again about the business planning workshop that we're doing next week.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about a 6-hour workshop over 2 nights. So Monday the 27th and Tuesday the 28th from 5 until 8. We will be helping folks write business plans and also sort of penciling out their business plan, the financial part. So if you have a business that you're wanting to start, we're gearing it towards fishermen, but we can work with you if you're wanting to start some other kind of business. We can help you with spreadsheets to think about, is this really going to make sense? What are my costs going to be? What am I estimating my revenues? As well as helping you get an actual piece of paper, which is a business plan that you can hand to a lender for a loan and that kind of stuff. And we're going to have the Division of Investments, who have the commercial fishing loans that Alaska residents are eligible for, are going to join us by Zoom on the second evening, so they can give a little bit of information about that. That's often a way that a new entrant to commercial fishing might finance the operation. So let's see. It's 2 evenings. It's $25. We're providing dinner both nights, and you need to register online, though, at alaskaseagrant.org. And then if you look under the events tab, you'll be able to find we're calling it Scaled Seafood Business Planning Workshop in Petersburg. It's the only one in Petersburg on there. Or you can call me at 772-3381 and I can help you get there.
Okay. I think we got all that.
All right.
And thanks.
Chris, I don't know if we want to talk about the Rainforest Festival.
Oh, yes. That's true. Coming up May 2nd, we're going to have an open house at the John Hansen Senior Memorial Hall from 11 to 2. And
2.
Huh? Oh, go ahead.
No, I'll log off and let you do it. Thanks.
Oh, okay. All right. From 11 to 2. And we will have, like, activities. We'll have, like, a preview of what's going to happen for the fall festival.
Uh-huh.
Geez, I'm going blank now. No, there's going to be the stream table there. We're going to have lunch for sale. There'll be soup and bread. We will have tables with things like learning some of your plants in the
area. So a taste of the forest.
Yeah. There's going to be a variety of things there.
Lichens, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe lichens.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to have some people, though, that can then point out good resources for you if you want to go mushrooming or other types of foraging. Let's see what else. Oh, well, we are starting to open up the Rainforest Festival for membership. And so it is like a membership drive also.
Oh.
And anyway, so you can get little perks. The perks that you would get are like early access to
the trips.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I could see that coming, Chris, because those trips to up the river and over to Bear Glacier or Laconia Glacier,
they fill up fast.
So membership has its privileges.
Yes, it does have its privileges. So you'd get a little bit early, like a day early or something, access to those events.
That could mean a lot. Oh, I love those trips. Well, thank you. And when is that again?
May 2nd.
Okay, so next weekend.
Yes,
It's already May.
I know.
Okay, well, we have got another person, and they're actually on line 4, which I never think we fill up. But hello, caller on line 4. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, good morning. I am in desperate need of a bun 14-cup coffee decanter.
Oh, sounds like there was an accident.
Yeah, and it was worse than the Christmas Story leg, I'm telling you.
When they go, they break,
anyway, yeah, and it's got a wide circumference on the top.
Yeah.
It's got a narrow on the top, but if I had known that I would have had this incident, I would have gotten the two I seen at the Lutheran church sale.
Isn't it always the way? We could check Salvation Army. Maybe some of the stuff went over there. But good luck with that.
I did.
Oh, you did. Of course you did. So it's the 12-cup bun glass one, right, for coffee maker?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I will clean it if it comes. Yeah, but anyway, my phone number is 738-2447.
Okay.
And so that is a 907.
I appreciate all your help, you folks.
Okay, you bet. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Okay, and we have a caller on line 2. Thanks for waiting. Line 2.
Thank you. We're having a garage / tent sale at our place. The address is 1006 North Nordic, but the lot actually goes back to Wrangell, and that's where the sale will be located. It's this Saturday at 9 a.m. No early birds, please. We have lots of treasures. We have fishing gear, tools, books. I actually have two coffee makers. Neither one is a bun. kitchenware. Yeah.
And
tools.
So when you have a lot that's hits both Nordic and Wrangell, do you have a Wrangell address too, or just the Nordic address?
Actually, when we bought it, the people that were here before us, 1005 Wrangell on our garage, which we're tearing down, but no, I don't have an address for Wrangell.
Okay. Well, they can locate it.
We got everything you absolutely need. So please come on Saturday at 9.
Yeah. And do you know how long you're going for?
My husband says till it's gone.
Oh.
That leaves it open.
Yeah, it leaves it way open.
It's one of those. Yeah, I figure when I get tired.
Okay.
Okay.
So go early.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling. Wow, that was quite a flurry of calls.
That was.
Do you want to start a rundown? Because when you do that, then more people call.
Yes, more people will call.
Okay.
So, John called. He has a Yamaha generator. It's an F1000. It is capable of generating for a house, not just, you know, a coffee maker like you were saying. He's asking $400 for that. He has a 2-foot walrus tusk with scrimshaw on it. He's asking $500 for that. A dance, native dance drum, $200. And he has various Eskimo dolls and figurines, and he's looking for offers on those. You can give him a call after 10 a.m. at 907-772-3677. Joyce called to remind people that there is no bingo tonight because the Molières are having their classes all week and using that room. And Sally called about that, and she said they are having a great time, and if you want to come up and see what they're doing, they're there from 9 to 4, and you can go take a look. Also reminding people that the Blessing of the Fleet is this Sunday at 2 p.m., and if you are a Sons of Norway member or if you're a member of the community and want to donate some cookies or snacks, please have them there before 1 p.m. on Sunday. They are also possibly still looking for an honor guard to do the flag presentation, and if you can help with that, contact Amber at Rock and Road. Sunny called. There's a business planning workshop coming up the beginning of next week. It's the 27th and 28th from 5 to 8. It's 6 hours over 2 nights. You get to pencil out a business plan. And the Division of Investments will be joining by Zoom on the second evening. If you are in, they help with loans for commercial fishermen. So if you're into that, that is a good class. It looks like it's $25. Dinner is provided, and you do need to register, and you can do that by going to alaskaseagrant.org, or you can contact Sunny for more information at 907-772-3381. Somebody is looking for a 12 to 14 cup coffee decanter, bun cup coffee coffee decanter. And if you can help them out, it's 907-738-2447.
Yes, yeah, sound like an unfortunate event there with a coffee maker. But anyway, we do have a caller, as I predicted. And here, caller on line one, you are on the air.
Good morning, Julie and Chris. This is Desi Burrell.
Hi, Desi.
Hi, Desi.
I did want to make sure I waited for the rundown to call. So you didn't, your call was correct. Anyway, I am calling about a couple different things. The class of 1976, which is 50 years that we're celebrating of graduating from Petersburg High School, is having a raffle. And we are raising money for the high school to get event chairs. And what event chairs are those nice cushiony ones that you can sit in when you come in for events like
on the bleachers
they're the actual chairs that sit on the floor. So we are raising money so that we can give a gift to the school of that, and they'll also be on the sidelines like when sports are playing, so the teams have these nice comfy chairs to sit in. But most importantly for us older generation to be able to come in and not have to climb into the bleachers and have a nice cushy chair to sit in. So,
so Desi, have you graduated then from the bleacher seat to the event chair now? Is that what you're saying?
I'm kind of in between. It depends what I did the day before.
Right. So I'm in the bleacher seats eyeing those event chairs. So that's a great raffle. How can they get a hold of you to buy tickets?
Yeah, so we have them. We have a nice display in the corner of the Drexel Drugstore showing the prints, and they were done, two of them by Lori Schueiler, one of Hammer Slough, the other one of Singley Alley, and then Mike Gates, another one of our graduates, has donated a print of Petersburg Mountain. So those are the three prizes.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets can be found at Diamante's or Lee's Clothing or any of the classmates of 1976, me being included. They can certainly reach out to me. And so I'm hoping people will support it. They're $5 a ticket, five tickets for $20. You get like a free one.
Yeah.
So let's see. And then on during the Little Norway Festival on Saturday night, we are gathering up all the PHS graduates from the 70s to get together for some fun and some trivia. And we brought in some of our young teachers, Dick Gressup and Mel Stockton, to be our MCs.
Oh.
And looking forward to a fun night of doing some Petersburg trivia, some world trivia, and having a great time. So there we have it.
Well, thank you, Desi. That's great. That sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, you're in the thick of it. So thanks for calling in on that and keep reminding us. So that's during Little Norway, which is only a few weeks away now.
I know it. It's freaking up quick.
Very quick.
It certainly is.
Great. The weather keeps going the way it is. This is awesome.
Yes, yeah. It is.
All right, ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Desi.
So much.
Great.
Well, that looks like the last phone call, so I think...
Continue?
Do you have more?
Well, there was one, the garage sale.
Oh, the garage sale. Yes,
the garage and tent sale at 1006 North Nordic. It's Saturday, starts at 9 a.m. No early birds. They have everything you need.
It's a lifestyle garage sale.
Yes.
Everything you want
everything
for your lifestyle
you want
in Petersburg.
Need.
Okay. And what was the time?
At 9 a.m. it starts.
Okay.
No early birds.
And the address was?
1006 North Nordic.
Okay. And so you see the house and then go behind the house.
Yeah, you might have access from, or you will have also access from Wrangell.
That's how you will get into
yes.
the sale.
Yeah.
You can just, you know, figure out where the house is
and then,
by driving by Nordic and then go behind and that's the house. I wasn't going to go into the lineage of the house of like, well, it used to belong to the Dormers and before that it belonged to, the, you know, because that's just, I don't know, smacks of insider knowledge of,
yes,
you know,
yes,
not
yes.
everybody knows what that
nope,
means.
Nope.
So anyway, that's Tradio for today. Chris, thanks again
You're
for
welcome.
Coming in. Really appreciate it.
The podcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll free 800-478-3949. Radio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported